A holy word for morning revival. Prayer and the Lord's move. This is from the 2012 Thanksgiving Weekend Conference, Prayer and the Lord's Move. The title of week one is The Significance of Prayer, the Principle of Prayer, and the Prayer Ministry of the Church. This is week one, day six. Morning nourishment from Acts 4:24. And when they heard this, they lifted up their voice, and with one accord to God. Acts 31. And when they had so besought, the place in which they were gathered was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak the word of God with boldness. If all your prayers are prayers for spiritual edification, fellowship, and supplication, they are too small. A prayer which is in the nature of work or ministry is one in which you stand on God's side, wanting what God wants. Brothers and sisters, if a prayer is uttered according to God's will, it is the most powerful thing. For the church to pray means that it finds out God's will and speaks out this will. Prayer is not just asking God for something. For the church to pray means that it stands on God's side to declare that man wants what God wants. If the church declares this, the declaration will be effectual. Watchman Nee, The Prayer Ministry of the Church, page 13. Today's reading. Prayers are not just for individuals and for spiritual edification. Prayer is also for ministry and work. This prayer is the ministry of the church on earth. It is the work of the church. It is the responsibility that the church bears before God. The prayer of the church is the outlet of heaven. The prayer of the church means that when God wants to do something, the church prays about that matter first so that it can be fulfilled and God's goal can be accomplished. The ministry of the church is the ministry of the body of Christ, and the ministry of the body of Christ is prayer. This prayer is not just for spiritual edification and personal needs, but for heaven. God has many things stacked up in heaven. He cannot accomplish any of them because there is no outlet for him on earth. God cannot resolve them because the church has not exercised its free will to stand on God's side and fulfill God's goal. The highest and greatest work of the church is to be the outlet of God's will. The church becomes the outlet of God's will through prayer. This prayer is not a fragmentary prayer, but a prayer that is in the nature of a ministry, a prayer that is in the nature of a work. God gives man vision and opens man's eyes to see his will. When this happens, man takes his place to pray. When we truly stand on the ground of the church and take up the responsibility of such a ministry of prayer before God, we will see God's will carried out in the church where we are. God's power cannot exceed the prayer of the church. The power of God today can at most be as great as the prayer of the church. This does not mean that God's power is limited in heaven. In heaven, God's power is unlimited. But on earth, God's power is manifested to the degree that the church prays. The amount that the church prays will be the measure of the amount that God's power is manifested. Consequently, the church has to learn to pray big prayers and to make big requests. The church needs to have big prayers and make big requests. Since the church is coming to such a rich God, there must not be small prayers and small requests. Since the church is coming to such a rich God, there must be great things happening. If the capacity of the church before God is small, it will restrict the power of God from being manifested. We know that the question of the overcomers is not quite resolved, and Satan is not yet thrown into the abyss. God must gain a vessel for his testimony before he can accomplish what he has set out to accomplish. The church must have big prayers to manifest our God. The issue at stake is this. Can God gain a church that is faithful to its ministry? This depends on whether we are those destined to be disqualified or whether we are the real vessels of God who will fulfill God's goal. The ministry of the church is prayer, not small prayers, but prayers that pioneer the way for God. God is accomplishing His work, but the church first prays and prepares the way before God finds the way. The church must have big prayers, serious prayers, and strong prayers. This came from the Prayer Ministry of the Church, pages 20 and 22. Further reading is the Prayer Ministry of the Church, chapter 1, and Fellowship Concerning the Urgent Need of the Vital Groups, pages 135 through 138.